Good morning. This is Les Harms speaking on behalf of the Adams County Historical Society, welcoming you to another segment of Adams County History. The Society believes it's very important to preserve the history of Adams County. Hence, some of these broadcasts are bulletins, efforts to alert you, the listener, to the history of Adams County. Good, rich, productive farmland drew many of our forefathers to Nebraska and especially to the Adams County area. But we cannot forget the many goods and industrial products that have been invented or manufactured in Adams County or Hastings area in the past. Several Made in Hastings exhibitions have showcased the local products over the years. But probably the best known would be the expositions that were held in the Municipal Auditorium even in 1926 and 1927. World War I was over. Hastings was ready to showcase its many products that were being made locally. People were anxious to buy and to see the new products that were being made. And according to the research that's been done by the Adams County Historical Board members Elizabeth Stilnick and Dick Witt, the March 11, 1926 edition of the Hastings Democrat newspaper reported that over 30 exhibitors were participating in the event that year. So really, a great exhibition. New home appliances whetted the appetite for many people, and such as new gas kitchen ranges, new water heaters. And then, in 1927, the Hastings Democrat reported, with paid attendance three times larger than last year, the second Made in Hastings show got away in grand style. The auditorium balcony was closed by 7:30 in the evening. The main floor was packed to the limit of just standing room only. And obviously, the 1927 show was a real hit for Adams County residents. The show ran for 5 days and featured over 30 exhibitors from the Hastings area. Some exhibitors were the Deepest Baking Company, founded in 1923, and was the leading distributor of bread in Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado at one time. Think of that, people, a leading distributor. Kauf and Wundersbacher produced country-made sausage and other meat products. They were the third largest employer that were producing over 300,000 pounds of sausage every year. Yes, 300,000. The Kipp Cigar Factory was Nebraska's largest tobacco manufacturer at one time. Sometimes they were producing 50,000 tobacco products every day. However, their success began to fade when the cigarettes became fashionable. Dunn-Langton was already a major player in Hastings. They were because of the making of horse and mule harnesses for the War Department during World War I. And by the end of the 20s, Dutton and Sons were the largest company in Hastings. Tires were not dependable during the 1920s, and flat tires were a fact of life driving an automobile. In repairing a flat tire, you needed a tire pump. It was a necessity. Rose Manufacturing, a subsidiary of the Dutton Company, was in the tire pump business, producing a tire pump under the name of the Goldenrod label. And they were the largest exclusive tire pump factory in the United States. In fact, Dutton-Langton still produces a line of Goldenrod products even today. Western Land Roller, known as Flowserve today, had started manufacturing farm implements in 1912. And by the 1920s, the company was producing windmills, hay harvesting equipment, and feed grinders at its new plant out on West 2nd Street. This company became famous for its deep well irrigation pumps that led the way to successful irrigated farming in Adams County and our total area. Among the many displays the exhibitors had, and don't forget the brickmakers of Hastings, Polinsky Brothers, Shellick and Company, were the oldest brickmakers in the 20s. And by this time, more than 60% of the bricks made in Nebraska were being made in Hastings. Another elaborate display featured Topaz Dairy. Their display touted the company's new clear glass bottles that featured seal cap lids. Topaz Dairy later merged with the Abbott's Dairy in Hastings, which had taken them over Home Dairy and Hunt's Ice Cream Company. Other exhibitors, like Peeler's Broom Factory, Brian Yeoman Candy Company, the KB Ice Cream Company, Nebraska Toy and Novelty Company, are no longer a part of the Hastings scene. Others are still a strong part of our economy. Dutton Langton, in fact, and Western Landroller or Flowserve, also are large players in the Hastings area. And, as noted in Dutton and Sons' display at the 1927 exposition, they had the big quote that said, "The sun never sets on Hastings-made goods." So, another moment in time that has been the presentation of the Adams County Historical Society. If you're interested, we invite you to listen, to learn, and to please consider joining our society in order to preserve the history of our county. You can also visit the website at www.adamshistory.org. And so, again, this is Les Harms inviting you, tune in on the second and the fourth Friday of each month. Thank you for listening.